Welcome back to Rethink with Retech, where we have deeper conversations about the strategies and solutions driving efficiency and long-term value in the built environment. I'm your host, Malcolm Drury, and today, as a special episode, we're spotlighting a milestone at Retech, a leadership transition that reflects both continuity and forward momentum. Aaron Richman, a longtime leader within Retech, has been named president. With more than a decade of experience helping grow the company from the inside out, Aaron brings both operational clarity and strategic vision to this moment. Let's get into her story, her leadership approach, and how she sees Retech evolving in today's fast-moving sustainability space. This is Rethink. Let's get started. Aaron, welcome to Rethink and congratulations on your role as president of Retech Advisors. It's great to have you on.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
In today's episode, we'll explore your journey into sustainability, your evolution as the leader within Retech, and how you're approaching this next chapter. Let's start at the beginning. You didn't come into this industry through a traditional path. So how did your interest in sustainability grow into a career?
I definitely didn't set out to work in the built environment. I think it was a bit more about following my passion and saying yes to opportunities. So I grew up playing in the woods, really, really found a deep passion and care for the environment. But back in that time, it was like, what can you really do with that? And kind of stumbled my way through college trying to figure out what it was that I wanted to study and what I wanted to get into. And ironically, it was on a bus to campus where I heard about an environmental policy and planning degree and while I was at Virginia Tech. So started to find my footing there. But it was really during my senior year at school, I had to identify a project for an independent study. And at that time, there were a lot of news stories on campus about our power plant that was up on campus. And I decided it would be a really cool project to create an energy efficiency plan to help reduce campus energy use. And then it just kind of went from there. I turned that project. I think it helped me get my internship at the Alliance to Save Energy, which is where I worked on their Green Schools program. And that was a real fun program where they're integrating energy efficiency concepts into K-12 curriculum. While I was at that internship, I applied for a job at a company called ICF, where they supported the EPA Energy Star program. They had openings across that whole program, and they decided to place me in the commercial buildings program. I didn't set out to work in energy efficiency, and like I said, in the built environment, but once I got in there, I knew I'd really found my place.
I love how sometimes, you know, things that you're interested in as a child kind of evolve into a career.
Absolutely.
One of your first professional chapters included work on the Energy Star commercial building program. What did you take away from that experience that still shapes your perspective today?
Yeah, Energy Star was foundational to my career. It was still pretty early on in that program, maybe the first handful of years, to the very first buildings became Energy Star certified. So we were still working to convince companies to benchmark their energy performance and to set goals and to even create energy efficiency programs. So it was really kind of at the bottom there. But what that work taught me was the importance of good data and how to use that data to inform decisions, demonstrate savings, and drive change. And then from there, how to build programs and approach energy efficiency in a programmatic way. I learned how to approach energy efficiency holistically, not just through like capital investments like LEDs and lighting upgrades, but through operations, training, behavior, and the role that people play in achieving energy efficiency. And that's really shaped how I think about program design and implementation. And I carried those lessons through the different roles that I've had since then.
I think that's a great insight, because sometimes you don't think about the operational side of sustainability that I would say really brings everything forward in that aspect.
100%. I'm not an engineer. And what I found most fascinating was the human side, right? Really the operations, how people work, how people think, and how they have to interact with technology to make technology itself successful.
Exactly. Fast forward to Retech. You've been a part of the team for over a decade through a lot of change and growth. What originally drew you in, and what's kept you here through the years?
I came to Retech because I wanted to increase my focus on supporting the private sector clients while still getting to support programs like Energy Star. So I had the privilege and opportunity to work with Deb Cloutier, who's the founder and former president of Retech, while I was at ICF. And so I knew working with her and going to work for her would give me that opportunity to still work on programs like Energy Star, but really dig deep into the private sector and drive change. And more importantly, I knew that was going to give me an opportunity to learn from a pioneer in our industry and an amazing leader. That was well over 10 years ago at this point. What has kept me here is the people, our purpose, and our challenge. I've had the opportunity to grow alongside the company. I'm constantly learning new things. I'm stepping into new roles. And we've navigated a lot together in this business. We were, you know, a handful of years ago, we were acquired by Allegiance and Blackstone. We've merged another business into Retech. We've managed through rapid changes in the industry. Each phase has brought different complexity and new opportunities to learn and lead. And it's been an incredibly rewarding opportunity to not only be a part of this team, but to build this team, to teach and grow new sustainability professionals and, you know, really help shape the future of sustainability in the built environment. So that's what keeps me here.
That's great. You've worn many hats, from client program leadership to internal operations and strategy. As you step into this president role, how are you thinking about this moment for Retech and your part in it?
I've never imagined this career path for myself. Like I said, I joined Retech to work with the private sector clients, and I did. But right out the gate, Deb put me into an operations role when I joined. We were a really small company at that time, and so I wore many hats. So over the years, I've learned all aspects of the business, finance, HR, business development, operations, you name it. So stepping into the role of president, to me, feels like just this continuation of a journey I've been on for a long time now. And it's been part of a very thoughtful transition that Deb and I have been planning for some time. You know, we've been building up our leadership team and our executive leadership team. I've been taking on new responsibilities needed to make this a really smooth transition. So the main change for me now is taking on the full accountability of overseeing Retech. And I don't think this moment just reflects my readiness for the role. It really reflects the readiness and the strength of the leadership team that we have built around me and to support me and to lead this business forward.
This transition didn't happen overnight. What do you think is the most important for people to understand about the continuity of leadership at Retech and the team behind it?
We've been very intentional about this transition. Deb is a pioneer in this space, and her leadership has helped shape Retech and the industry in really profound ways. She's still part of the organization. She's a part of Allegiance and remains a resource for myself and our team. But we really see this as a passing of the baton, not just to me, but a broader group of leaders who are really ready to step forward. We've built a deep bench. We're aligned on where we're going. And our team is what gives me confidence as we move forward.
And with that being said, with this new role, normally it's a lot more of a visibility role, but leadership doesn't always mean that it's always you front and center. How are you thinking about showing up in the industry, and how are we elevating the Retech team along with you?
I'll be visible, of course, but I see this change as an opportunity to elevate others. We have incredible talent across Retech. I want the industry to see more of that. So my role is to create the space for our team to lead, to speak, and to be recognized. Visibility for Retech isn't just about one person. It's really about showing the depth and the diversity of expertise that we are bringing to our clients and to the market.
And I would say that's a great sign of leadership when someone wants to uplift everyone around them as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The sustainability space continues to evolve at a fast pace. What gives you confidence about Retech's ability to keep helping clients adapt and lead through change?
What gives me confidence is our leadership team and our people, and the fact that evolving with the industry is what we do. This industry has grown substantially. And with that growth, a lot of new companies have entered this space. But Retech and many members of our team, including myself, we've been in the space for decades. You know, we've evolved and adapted as the industry has. We've helped push the industry forward, and we're always focused on supporting our clients where they need us the most. Change is constant, and we know how to do it. So while things are changing around us, we stay grounded in the fundamentals that are always the same, right? Good data, smart strategy, driving value and ROI for our clients. Sustainability is always about good business management. So our job is really to help our clients navigate the complexity with clarity and confidence so that they can stay focused on what really matters.
Erin, thank you for joining us and for the leadership you bring to Retech at such a pivotal time.
Thank you. And thanks for having me and this opportunity to, you know, talk about my new role and the Retech team.
Today's conversation gave us a deeper look into Erin's path in the industry, her evolution within RE/TECH, and her approach to leading with purpose and clarity. It's clear that her leadership is rooted in both deep experience and a real commitment to team empowerment. If you've enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow Rethink with RE/TECH wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on LinkedIn and X to stay up to date with industry insights and events. And be sure to check out our newly updated website at RE/TECH Advisors.com. Thanks for tuning in to RE/TECH. We'll see you next time.